Tov Kuf Chavov Sif Yud. So we said that there's no din kavura for a nefel on Yom Tov. The fallen. So the Shabbos is going to point out, we're not talking about real bona fide in the fallen, because those you don't bury on Yom Tov anyway. We're talking about a child which died. He was ill, he died. He's considered a ben kiyama. We're burying him. But Shinogel Hoster or Lawson, they had not removed the orla yet. The child was sick and they had not done a bris milah to him. So now, so the minig is Shinogel Hoster or Lawson, but Sor Evan, the minig is remove the orla or bekonep. They take it off. They take off the orla. Hoster Philip Yom to Shinish Agolias, that's not considered a valid serach. The child that we're going to allow serach of the kavura, we're going to allow that to be done on Yom Tov. So the cover of Yom Tov shall elamanicha al the macher. So we don't bury him as such with the orla. So we wait till the next day. So the Mishnah Berurah Memches Nefalim. Near the law the benefalim v'adoyim kamar. I'm not talking about real bona fide nefalim. So ha'inu osu l'kavrim b'yom tov. You don't bury them on Yom Tov anyway. So that can't be the case. Okay. Kain b'lav hachi l'shayach l'mohlan. Obviously, you can't do the mila. Do a molin or son al kavur on the minute to do the mila there by the kavur. So we're not burying him. There's not going to do the milah then. Al in the fallen, the sif teska. We're talking about the fallen, which you mentioned before in the last sif, which that shemachzakin lehu leinyan kavura becheses bnei kayama umatapin kavurasam biyomte. We're talking about a child, which you assume was, let's say, full term. We have simonim that he was full term. So as far as we're concerned, he's a bona fide child and he has a chiyuv kavura, and we're going to do kavura for him in yomte. However, we do kvar for them on Yom Tov. But filo hachi l'kayim a minig l'mulon ein lahater shein zem mitzarcha kibura. But the minig to do the mila on the child, that we're not going to permit, because that's not considered from the tzarcha kibura, and therefore we don't do that. Comes from mother and mother says also the cover, we don't do kibura. The fimasha biyarna divrei mechaber in divrei ramam to dokim kolkach. The ramam does not seem to be correct. Why? Because we're talking about a nefel, which halacha says that you're allowed to bury yom tov. Because we have simonim that the simonim indicate that he was a full term child, etc. So that's the case that mechaber is talking about. He's saying even so, you don't do the mila. So the ramah. So the Ramah, what's the Ramah saying? He's saying you don't do kavur because of the mila. He should have woken up and said that in the last sif already. The sif test. Look, Paul the Ramah doesn't argue in the last sif. Imloy Mishum said the problem can't be out to the mila. So the problem has to be out to the nefil. But so why didn't he argue on sif test? Less were forced to say the Mishum the Mechaber saw some Mechamer Nefalim. So the Shulchan Aruch used to say the word Nefalim, which is plural, which sounds like any type of Nefal. Shalitos, and it comes the Ramah and says, don't make a mistake and think Dafka Orla in Masir. We don't take off the Orla, but we do the Kvura Kamashal and the Mishum because it's Nefal Gam Lekavri also. Okay. Oh, Yishlemer. Maybe we'll see. Another way to understand the Ramah is the following way, which we touched it when we're learning it. The Gam is Sufik Nefil, okay, the Sif test. So in Sif test, the Mechaber said, a Sufik Nefil, you can rely on the Simonim and be cover him. Comes the Ramah says, that's the Ramah, the Shemut of Lanichel, the Kvurosa Ad Acher Yom Tiv, Kadesh, Yosser, or Losse, Lifnea Kvura. The cover in Sufik Nefil, Elab Mace. So giving them the chance to have the removing of the orla with that benefit overrides the kvura, the immediate kvura. We wait till after Yom Tov. So therefore, if there was a case a child already had a mila, or a girl, so those you'd bury a Yom Tov. But by the boy who hasn't had a mila since it's a suffix anyway, so instead of relying on the simonim and saying that he's a vade ben kayama, we say, you know, let's wait till tomorrow and maybe we'll remove the orla. Some achranim understand their more along that way. Now, umiyu zot the mishabura, that this has limits. This ultimate case that the child's a suffix if he's a ben kayama or not, and therefore there's a tzad to argue you shouldn't do kvur for many of them anyway. Even though we would assume that you would rely on the chazak and do kvura, the issue of orla will override that. However, if you have a child which is varechayv and kvura, he had an illness and he didn't do mil. Something of that sort. Then he died after 30 days, which that's already considered a vare, that he was a bar kayama. Vare karbonos abiyamtiv, there we do kvura. Because he's vade chayv in kibura. So now, what do we do with the orla in that situation? So zot mishabura. So mesirin oz gam orlos. Since we bury him, then we don't push him off till after Yom Tov. So we do the removing of the orla. It's not really a chibur. What's the issur is you're saying doing chibura. There's no chibura on a mace, you know, taking off the orla. The Rosh Dirsha brings over here from the Chochma Zadim and the Aruch HaShulchan that even though the Nachri does the Kavura, in the case of the Nachri, the Goy is doing the Kavura, but the Yisrael will be the one who would remove the Orla. The Yesh Min Achranim Shecholkim Ha'ikr Dinei Dinei Follow. Some argue on this whole approach of the Mechaber and the Ramah. The two Kiburis Nefalim Nami Mitzvah, they hold that preparing a Nefil is also considered a Mitzvah. And Bim Kain, Efshe Sheyesh Al Kaponim Lahatur, B'yom Tov Shein Al Yedei Akum. So the Mishabur says he'll take that Shita, B'Sem on the Shita as they bite, they have a goy do it in Yom Tov Sheni. I'm Chochma Zadim, Klal Kufayin, Sif Zayin. That when the Bnei Bayis are having the smell is affecting them, so you will do it with Ayirei Akum and Yom Tov Sheni. If you look at the Sharetzion in Samach Zayin, he says, so what does it mean? Why are we allowing him to remove the orla in the case of a child which is a bar kayama? Why are we allowing him to remove the orla? She says, because the truth is, what's the problem? Bam asu mechat the boser ba'alma. All we're doing is cutting. It's not a chabura ma'isa. The child is not alive anymore. There's no chabura involved. It's just cutting off a piece of meat. Okay. So what's the problem? El shu ma'isa chol. But on the other hand, the dinah yomtiv, it's a ma'isa chol. And therefore, mishum kavana, because of the covenant of the child, he should be buried, not be buried with an orla. That's the chazal were allowed that. I was looking at the shot scene in Samach Zayin. Okay. Yeah. Siv Yud Aleph. Ein Kerven Al Ameis, Afilu B'Yom Tov Sheni, Afilu Kerven. Even though we said that the Gabi Dine Kvura, Yom Tov Sheni is like it's a weekday, that's the Gabi Dine Kvura, but the Gabi Dine Kriya, that Chazal were not matzah to do on Yom Tov. That's not considered Tzarech of the Meis, that's a mitzvah of the Chai, so that's not Tzarech Yom Tov, so no Dine Kriya. Ein Karin, Sif Katin Nun. Dentim Tzarchei Meis. That the Kriya is not part of the Tzarchei Meis. It's on the Tzarchei Chai. They have a Chiyiv to do Kriya, but they're a Chiyiv of Avelis, etc. It's nothing to do with the Kura part. Meal the Erev Tzarchei Kriya, but Echanami, that evening they would have Chiyiv Kriya after Yom Tov is over. Yud Beis. Shemais Belil Yom Tov Sheni. Which we do on Yerei Yisrael. So we don't ask the Jews to go out at nighttime. It wasn't necessarily safe to do that. So they did not bury him at nighttime. So Mashkimen over Kerbanus Arkadim Tvila. So since it's a Chiv Kibur over here, so they can't daven yet until they take care of the Chiv Kibur. So they do it before davening. Let's say Kishmeis Beyon. When they have my day, so Kerbanus Arkadim Tvila. So Mr. Burr will discuss it. Some should hold it differently, but we wait till after the davening, and then you wait till after the chila, and then you take him to be kerba. Then Hagavah din tzidikah din b'yamtiv. I am your day simin tav alav sif vav. Okay, Mr. Burr, sif katan on alav kishemais the yamtiv. So we say that we do it the following morning. We do it before davening. Now, Ubiyam Tabrishan, Shua Yerei Amin, but let's say on day one, which the Jews cannot do it, but Ayerei Achim, you can do it. So what do you do? The Jews are not involved in the process, so they don't really have the full mitzvah involved, so they can wait till the following day to do it, even after davening. The Jew is doing it on the Yom Tov Sheni, so we say the Jew should do it, his mitzvah will override his din of Kriya Shema, whatever it is, so do the Kvur before davening. We don't do it, so we do on Yom Tov Sheni, even on Yom Tov Sheni, reach Yom Tov Sheni, Shavim. So even if it's Meis Belayla, they do it in the morning, they don't have to do it before davening. Some people argue the motive, the cover of Bishra Shomer and Piyutim. That makes more sense. Instead of wait till after davening, don't say the Piyutim, go do the Kvura then. So take a minion to the Kvura and take care of it then. So that's talking about the person which you don't really necessarily expect the whole Sibra to join. But the person will expect the whole Sibra to join. So then Yotziu Lachar Atfila, then we take him out after davening. They take him to the Exekvoris, they put him down there. Then they come back and they eat the meal. And then they go back and they finish up the Gevur. Okay. If everything is ready to go, that they can bury him now and still go back and have their Sudas Yom Tov in a proper way, which will not take away from Simchas Yom Tov. It's better they should bury him first. The remainder is Simcha Lakro, the Bosechal Adam, Shosalechal Suda Kavua Kadim Shanik Bar Hames. So we have an idea that they shouldn't be eating the meal then before they bury him. So in a case we're afraid they're going to lose the meal because of it. So that's a chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov.
We're afraid they're going to lose
the meal because of doing the kavura. It's going to be oisker shlep demais, very long shlep demais the kavura. So afraid people will lose the meal, but the time they come back it'll be too late for the meal, or to do the meal properly at least. So then we give precedence to the meal. After the meal, they go and do the kvura, however long it takes. It takes until after Yom Tov. You can't have your meal. You cannot have your meal after Yom Tov. You can bury after Yom Tov. But a case where you're able, it's ready to go, and they can bury him now and still get back in time to have the meal properly. So then it makes more sense to do it now, because there's a smach mirabbanan of l'sechel adam. Don't eat when there's a situation of dam in front of you. Okay. So ready to start Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. It's the Lachos of Erev Tavshilin. And before we do it, I would like to really do the Be'er Locha, Ayat Erev, which really gives introduction to the understanding of the Halachos of Erev Tavshilin. So here a person is going to be doing Malacha on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. So Chazal said that you do this Erev and that makes it Mutzah. The Shaila is, how does the Erev, which is obviously Erev, the Rabbanan take a concept, how does it matter the Isra of doing Malacha, which is the Raisa? So take a look at the Be'er Locha. We're going to see the Tavkuf Chav Zayin. It's Ayat Erev. I'm going to be Ramashik Sab, the Isra of Rachmi, the Beserfim, the Isser to do Malacha is only Mirabonan. What is that based on? Mishum swar the hoyol v'ilu mikali orchim, that had guests come, this would be usable for them. So we're doing something which theoretically is, could be usable on Yom Tov. And therefore it's not called Malacha for the following day, which is also to do on Yom Tov. If a person would go on Yom Tov and do something for the following day, it'd be an Isser deraisa. You do malacha on Yom Tov, not for the tzarech Yom Tov. But since it's potentially possible to use for Yom Tov, that's not called doing malacha on Yom Tov for the following day. How's it possible to use for Yom Tov? If guests would come, you would serve them this food. So midaraisa, that is sufficient to be matarit. Chazal did not rely on that midarabanan. Lachen mahayin the erev, therefore the erev comes along and is matar the isid rabanan. Ken comes among the Ramah Shemaran. That's the Magen Ram, quoting from the Ram. For that, Kedas Rabba beGemara Pesachim Dafim Zayin. That's Rabba's opinion of the Gemara and Pesachim, that we say the Surah of Hol Umikloi Orchim, Hol Veilu Mikloi Orchim. If guests would have come, you'd have what to serve them. Chenu beMachamis beBeya, the Ramban and Mesechta Beya and his Sefer Machamis, passes like Rabba. Magen Avraham calls it B'Shem Ma'or. The Magen Avraham quotes this psak like Rabba from the Sefer called the Ma'or, the Baal Ma'or. B'Chem Moshe Herolov, the Memes of Ma'or calls it B'Kain Rak L'Das Ariva while the Melcham is Sabrikin. The Ma'or himself does not necessarily hold that. He says that's Pshat in the Riv, but the Ramban himself actually holds like that. B'Chem Das Tosef B'Erev and Lamakas B'Shkama, the Matam, that the Tosef says, the Matam is a Mutter Lefa Yisrael Vashal. So there's an Isra of Achonah from Yom Tov to Shabbos because you have the Swar of Hoyle. Therefore, welcome to Shaykh Swar of the Hoyle, in a situation where Hoyle would not be applicable. For example, he put up food right before Yom, right on Yom Tov, right before Shabbos. It will not be edible before Yom Tov ends. So it comes that he's cooking on Yom Tov, which is clearly not for Tzarech Yom Tov, because by the time it's edible, Yom Tov will be over. So that's an issa d'oraisa to put up food on Erev Shabbos in such a way that it will not be edible on Yom Tov to feed your guests. So well, it's not chil Yom Tov, because potentially it's usable for Yom Tov. Not really. You put it up so late that it's not really usable for Yom Tov. So then you're cooking on Yom Tov for the next day. Well, it's an issa d'oraisa to cook on Yom Tov for the next day. So that's what Tosfos says. Hezek divrei gam b'chidushei Rashba b'beyu. V'chein hei b'magen Ram b'shem Mordechai d'sam al chashecha osur b'l'shachoyol b'l'mahani erev. So you have the Tosfos, you have the Rashba, and you have the Mordechai, that they're all saying that this logic, that if you put it up too close to Shabbos, it's not going to be usable on Yom Tov still before Shabbos starts. the Sor of Hal will no longer be applicable. And because of Maimini Bismag, Shadaz called Rabbisa with Tzafatim, the Malachas Shabbos ain't nasin be Yomtiv. There's no heter to do Malacha on Yomtiv for Shabbos. Rak mitam, hoyol, sure, the whole heter is because this is Sor that's really potentially it's a Yomtiv Sor. You're not doing it for Shabbos, you're doing it for Yomtiv because you'll have food available if guests pop in. Therefore, in a case where Hoyol will no longer be valid because it's being put up so late in the day to cook that it will not be edible for guests before Yomtiv starts, excuse me, before Shabbos starts and Yomtiv ends. So, but it comes out that he put it up for food not to use for Yomtiv. He put it up to use for after Yomtiv, which is also. It's also made of rice. Well, Eloh Poskim, according to these Rishonim and Achronim, Yisr Malacha Bisr Hachona Echad, Yisr doing Malacha on Yomtiv from Yomtiv to Shabbos, Yisr doing Hachona from Yomtiv to Shabbos is the same Yisr. B'chol Malacha Shaykh Hachona, Chen Mavur Lahadjib and Machamas. Because every act of Malacha is some way preparing, being Mechit. Okay, that's Ritzpah Be'er Malamaches. The Ritzpah. This Rechon L'Shach, Rach Medav Rechodesh, Shvolim Malachas, Afiyah U'Bishol, Dutikon Ba'am. This Rechon, it says that Yomtiv is, that only Chol can be Mechon for Yomtiv, and something which is not Mochon from beforehand is also to use, that Isser is talking about, it's not talking about something which is a new entity. Something which is there beforehand, that's just being cooked, before it was edible, it was raw, now it's been cooked, that's not what we're talking, it's not called Isser Rechon. So, b'tzad Isser Rechona, it doesn't apply for cooking. That's very nice, but there's an Isser Malacha. There was saying, so what the Rebbe Malacha is now raising, that is besides the Isser of Malacha on Yom Tov to Shabbos, there's another Isser of Hachona on Yom Tov to Shabbos. So, normally, the Isser of Hachona, is it Isser Rabbanim? You can't schlep your Megillah on Yom Tov late in the day to the shul, but you have it available to read from the Megillah Matzi Shabbos, right? So it's Isser Rachana from Shabbos Lachol. This is not that Isser. This is what we saw before, that Chazal came along and said that only a weekday has the power to take something which is not usable and give it the status of usable and make it be allowed to use on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So in the case we have Yom Tov prior to Shabbos, whatever takes place, the case of the bay which is Nerlid, on Yom Tov, so, or the case where there was Yom Tov and then Shabbos, the egg is born on Shabbos, we said that there's a problem because the Gemara of the egg...
Shabbos?
The Gemara of the egg is Nigmar 24 hours before it's laid. So it was Nigmar on Yom Tov. It comes out, the process of becoming ready and usable to use took place on Yom Tov, and Yom Tov can't be made on the Shabbos. So you can't use that egg. Right? That's what we came out over there. So that's a totally different, it's not Isser, I'm not doing anything, I'm not preparing anything, it happened by itself. The problem is all the way around, that it just doesn't work. That this is not a valid, it's not considered Mukhan and usable for Shabbos if it came about in existence and being through Yom Tov. Okay, good. So we'll take that off the table. She says, Hachana doesn't apply, so it should apply to the case of cooking. I take raw food and I cook it also. But no, that's not a chana. So if you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, the food is considered mukham inside that. You have a different issue. You're doing malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So what's that about? Name a mishum malacha. If you're going to ask, what about this or malacha? Near the night of Kadash Rav Yosef Rav Chista, the Malacha Shabbos Nasim B'Yamtiv, Chenir Gam Das Eiter Ein Shom. There's a second opinion in the Gemara. He doesn't hold the Sor of Hoyol. He does not hold the Sor. He does not accept the Sor of Hoyol, which is a Chumrah. So we ask him, Rav Chista. So, how are you allowed to? How can you are you allowed to cook on Yamtiv for Shabbos? You can't say Hoyol, you don't hold of Hoyol. And you're not going to tell me that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That we know that you are. So he says, well, that's a different sort. I hold it Tzarchei Shabbos, Nasim Yom Tov. based on the psukim, I hold there's that the Torah never answered doing malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So if you're allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so no problem. That's Rav Chisda's shita. So the Ritzboa is going with the Rav Chisda's shita. But Ramiri says, I agree with the Ritzboa that Hachon is a separate issue from Malacha. But I disagree with him. I said, but they only had the Dayanei Hoyo. So, because that's the Tosis of Samaga, we're banning now. The Daitim Samacha Sheikh Osir, for them, it's impossible to do it close to the end of the day. Because Hachronim, we're going to run. Kevin Moshe, we're going to he said, therefore, the minhag is to be mekabel Yom Tov early. This way, people are forced to finish their cooking when they're mekabel Yom Tov, by Shabbos, I'm sorry, by davening early. And, but the isser of doing melacha on Yom Tov l'chol is not changed by the fact that you're mekabel Shabbos early. So mitzad iser malacha on Yom Tov l'chol, if he put it up early enough on the day that mitzad the real bona fide day of Yom Tov, it would be edible by the end of that day, so it was usable for Yom Tov. So if the mekabel Shabbos an hour early, takes a half an hour to cook, puts it up 2 minutes before the mekabel Shabbos, before Yom Tov is over, it's edible. If you weren't mekabel Shabbos early, so then before Yom Tov won't be edible. That's not a problem. You're doing malacha on Yom Tov in a way which is not usual for Yom Tov.
Before Shabbos won't be edible.
Before the end of Yom Tov. Before the end of Yom Tov. That's my point. Okay, near Me'el Yerabah B'Shem Levush. Am Minzu Gam Dasa Rishonim Mekilim Ezeh. But there are Rishonim which paskin that like Rav Chisda. So you just mentioned the Ritzboah. But there are besides the Ritzboa, Hanu Ben Ephraim, Abba Maor, Shaposik, Rav Chisda, Lagamri, Melacha Shabbos, Nasim, Ben Yantav, Ben Raisa. Rav Chisda's sheet is, it's Mutar Ben Raisa to go to Melacha on Yantav for Shabbos. The Torah does not prohibit that. You can't do Melacha on Yantav for a weekday, can't do Melacha on Yantav for one day, Yantav to the next. You may do Melacha on Yantav for Shabbos, according to Rav Chisda. And the Ben Ephraim and the Bala Maor both paskin like the Rav Chisda, with who ain't chiluk ben mibodyim ben samach sheikh. There's no is mitzvah Rav Chisda, according to the Balamor and the Ben Ephraim. You want to put it up right before the end of Yom Tov, right before Shabbos, isn't it? Because they had the ridge. A lot of do things in Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's what I'm doing. So I'm doing. Someone's holy mutter. B'chein Rambam, of the pasuk Karaba the Oisim Malacha B'Yom Tov L'Chol and Alokim Mishum Hoyel. K'malkim L'Nyan Shabbos Tovus Kesoros Rav Chisda Miraisa Malacha Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov. He assumed like Rav Chisda, he allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Rachman the Rishar from his Osir Kadesh Lo Yekelu Gam Yom Tov L'Chol. Chazal answered, you can't do it Mirabonon because if the people will see you cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, they might think you can cook on Yom Tov for weekdays. Therefore, they asked it, and that's why they needed the Erev to be matur. Mashem is the Sfir, the Af, the Yom Tov L'chol, Af, then Eloikim, Kamokim, Yisur, Mir, Raisa, Ika, Chay, Mashem, L'Shon, Oy, B'Halacha, Tes, Perak, Aleph, L'Halacha, Yud, Gimel, Shom, Ayin, Shom, Mekar, Herb, Zeb, Chem, Mish. Okay, now I can get him off the line. Chay, Avinu, Vedaita, Bagos, Asmag, Hagos, Vasmag, they both understand the Rambam that way. The Rama Shita is Melechus Shabbos is Nasim and Yom Tov. The Chenu Pashti is the word of because she calls the Chavim Moshe. The Chelak Magen Rosh Shehisia the Divrei Rambam the Das Acheres. Magen Rosh has what they're feeling is an incorrect pshat in the Rambam. The pshat in the Rambam is the Rambam holds you may do work. You may do work on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Fine. So that's what he says. So let's just see this the oyster of the halacha. Okay, Nira.
Where did you go?
I went to the next page in the Mira Lacha. So about six lines before the end of the Mira Lacha, there's a bracket, and the end of a bracket, Valkei Nira. Last four words in the line. Yeah, you have it?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Valkei Nira. So Halacha L'maisa, what do we do? So we have this Machlokes, we have the Reish Tom Rishonim would say that we're passing like Rabbah, that the only reason you wear your lot of the Malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos is because of the Swar of Hoyo. Meaner than you cannot do Yom Tov Malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But there's a heter of it's usable for Yom Tov. So it has to be done in such a way that it'll be usable on Yom Tov. Or alternatively, we're passing like the Shidus Rishonim, which told the Minarais, you're allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So I don't care whether it's usable on Yom Tov or not. Somebody said the rice over here. So a person should be very careful to make sure that he puts up the food that he's planning to cook on Yom Tov. For Shabbos, he has to put it up early enough that it'll be usable on Yom Tov. Now, warming up food is not the issue over here. I'm talking about cooking food. It was something which is not usable as it is. We're making it, we're doing malacha of cooking in a way which can't be used on Yom Tov. That's an issue of the rice. But in case a person didn't have an opportunity to get the food up early enough, and now it's some of the chashech. He said, I can put the food up now. It's before Yom Tov. It's before Yom Tov is over. It's before Shabbos. Haven't been Kabbal Shabbos yet. I got 2 minutes. Let's put up the percolator. The percolator, maybe the water is probably a problem. Let's stick the chicken, the raw chicken, in the oven, and it'll cook. And by the time we come up for the meal, it'll be edible. So according to the first set of Rishonim, that's an issue of the rice. But maybe it's kedai. You can be semich on the Baal HaMor and the Rambam and the Rebbeinu Ephraim, b'shas hadchak, tzimim ha'atrit.
Where are you?
At the end of that Be'er Locha. V'gam ki harosh atur lo hitiku dibre toises linyan samach hashecha. They didn't mention that it toises b'chlap. V'gam the shas tosim din zed the be'er mutter v'lachil k'chlap. The mort doesn't make a difference between the cases. Kol shkem yath sheni shud mit rabbanon b'vada yesh yesh mechul hakol leis v'sar. So there's a case where Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So the day of Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos, is really Midrabban, it's only Midrabban. So now we know the Chazal maintain their Issa Rabbanan in the face of Tzarech Shabbos. You know what, Bisham Mechan, she had to hold the Tzarech Shabbos and ask him at Yom Tov. Chazal did not make an Issa. Right. Chazal, we allow you to be Bisham Mechan that sheet. But the case where Yom Tov, the Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos, is a Yom Tov Deraisa, which is Negea, let's say Shvi Shapesach. Shvi Shapesach can fall out on a Friday. So you have Shvi Shabbos, which is the Raisa, and then the Shabbos, or by Shuas, you can have the first day Shuas, which is the Raisa, can fall out on Erev Shabbos. So now I have a Shalok Abdul Malacha on a Yom Tov, the Raisa, the Tzarek, the next day, which might be Nisa, the Raisa. So he says, that I'm not sure if I want to be Mekel, but in the case of the day is Yom Tov Sheni, which is only Rabbanan, that much I'm willing to stick my neck out, he says, and be Mekel on that. So that you can be make a lace at Sarah. But the case where it's, so he says, Yesh Loimar, we could say. Yesh Loimar means he's not sure. He says he's arguing that that's a possibility to say that, but he doesn't say, Lach L'maisa, you could do that. Rosh Hashanah Zatzal has an interesting twist on this Shaila. Let's say a person, Ben Shmashas, according to Behuda, every rag of Ben Shmashas is a suffix of its yomer, it's Lila. So a person goes at the end of Yom Tov to Raisa, not with Shabbos, let's just make life easier, right? And he puts up the tea shinik to boil some water. So you're allowed to put the tea shinik up to boil some water on Yom Tov, right? But it's very possible that the second you put it up, the tea chanuk on the burner, it was still Yom Tov, but the next second it's not Yom Tov anymore. It comes out that you're doing malacha and Yom Tov, let's aracha. So in any given moment, it can be changing from Yom Tov to Chol. So he says that he would advise that no malachas deraisa should be done during the Ben Hashemashas period at the end of Yom Tov, because you're getting involved in a potential issa deraisa. Right? So the marshals, he says, drawing hot water. So you take hot water out of the American system. The American system is the way the water moves around the average home. It's not through a pump, it's through the water pressure from the main. A large building, we use a pump. In a regular building, we use just the water pressure. Now, that works for the cold, it works for the hot. So it works for the cold, it goes straight to your tap. It works for the hot. The boiler is filled with X amount of water. When you pull water out, the water comes out at the top, the heat rises, so the hottest water is at the top. The outlet valve is at the top of the water heater. It lets the water out and it goes to the pipes, to the sink. And meanwhile, what pushes it out? Well, what you're really doing is allowing water to come into the bottom to push the water out. That water's going to get cooked. The water's going to get cooked in the it's a secretion at the bottom. It's going to get cooked in the water heater. So what are you allowed to do? He says, well, so really, we're saying like this. I need this water. The only way I can get this water is by cooking this water. I'm not going to use this water on Yom Tov. I'll use this water after Yom Tov. He says, no problem. I don't have a problem with that. But you're cooking this water to allow me to have this water. So this is the only way I can get this water is by cooking this water. So that's a valid Yom Tov. I need to cook this water to get this water. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is, no, I'm not sure you're allowed to do that. But it's very possible you can use this water which you're cooking now later on a Yom Tov. He says, well, when you take the water out of Ben Hashemashas, that you can't say. Because that water which you're cooking now, since at any given moment might be the end of Yom Tov, you're cooking it now on Yom Tov, a second later Yom Tov is over, so well, I'll use the water later. Skyak, it's too late. So he says he would advise not to take any hot water out of the system during the Ben Hashemashas period because of this chashash. As Rav Shlomo Zalman's horror of this issue of doing malacha on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov can create really fascinating questions. Okay, so that's the introduction. Maybe we'll leave the...